Protect your energy.
You are Locked On Fantasy Basketball, your daily fantasy basketball podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by Basketball Monster. My name is Josh Lloyd and I am the lead fantasy analyst at basketballmonster.com and at Yahoo Sports Australia. And you can find me, as always, on Twitter at redrock_bball and on Instagram at Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Today, I'm recording this on Thanksgiving for you guys in the States. Of course, it's just a normal Friday here for me, but I'm here to preview the 13 games for Friday's action in the NBA. Michael Bolton.
Let's get to it.
And I just realized that I misspoke because I'm only going to be previewing 12 games because the first game of the day, the Brooklyn Nets and the Boston Celtics, is a really, really early game and it's not included in the main slates over on DraftKings, and that's what we're going to be looking at today. And even if you are playing the slate that does include that on FanDuel, it's really, really tough to play guys from that early game and then without knowing any of the statuses from anyone else, which won't be updated to 3 or 4 hours later, and without late swap, that could be a real disaster. So let's talk about these games, these other 12 games instead. I will say one thing about that Boston and Brooklyn game. Kyrie Irving is out, and DeAndre Jordan has been upgraded to probable in that one after missing the last two games. So you're going to get more Spencer Dinwiddie, and Jared Allen is probably going to have his role marginally reduced. A lot of Spencer Dinwiddie, as I said, for Boston. Everything is ready to go with Gordon Hayward still not ready. Everyone else is in full swing. This game here, the Toronto Raptors and the Orlando Magic. The Raptors are favored only by 3 on the road, which seems a curiously low number. The total is 206.5. Both Aaron Gordon and Serge Ibaka, both former and current Orlando power forwards, they are both doubtful in this one. Nikola Vucevic is out as well for the Magic, and Kyle Lowry still sidelined for the Raptors. At point guard, you've got DJ Augustin, who's at 4,400. Big game from DJ last time out, 31 points in that one. Prior to that, he hadn't really been at that level, so I do think there are better ways to go about filling your point guard spot. One of those would be with using Fred VanVleet, who's at 7,700. Now, against the Knicks, they smacked the Knicks. VanVleet only played 30 minutes and had 24 points. He's normally a 35 to 40 point guy most nights. I feel pretty good about him here, while Markel Fultz is up at 5,500, and it's maybe marginally too expensive for Fultz. I don't dislike it, but it's not great. Terrence Davis was great against the Knicks. He had 29 in that one, but I'm not really relying upon that. Wes Iwundu is listed as a shooting guard. He's going to be the starting small forward for the Magic. He's 3,200. I have no interest in him at all. Terry Ross at 49 is always a tournament play. And Norm Powell, he's not really doing it at that 4,900 mark. I would take Ross over him every day. For your small forwards, the Jedi, OG Anunoby.
Hello there.
He is at 4,900. Last couple of games have been better for Anunoby. I'm not really into him here. Much better options around. Well, John Isaac is at 6,900.
Giggity.
6,900 for Isaac. He's averaging 39 over the last three, 37 over his last five. Last game was marginally disappointing. Still had 35. So I think he's a pretty strong guy to have a look at here, while Hollis Jefferson and Al-Farouq Aminu.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
I don't really see it with them. For the big men, the water boy, Chris Boucher, is at 3,900. He dropped 37 last game. Even if he gives you 22 or 23, that's enough at a severely lowered price, so I like him there. While Ken Birch at 4,000 has been starting, playing the bulk of the minutes, but not doing anything with them. I think at some point he could have like a full, or 40, I was going to say, like a 25-point performance, but it's not all that exciting. Siakam at 85 is his lowest score, and his last five has been 42, so you have to like him here. While with Ibaka out one more game, Marc Gasol.
Oh, hi, Mark.
He is at 5,200, doing low 20s to mid-20s in numbers in the weirdest way possible. I think there are better ways to get a center. Mo Bamba is interesting at 5,100.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He's averaging 28 the last three games. Big rebound games sometimes, big scoring games. He's blocking shots. At 51, it's maybe a bit high, but I don't think it's outrageous to consider Bamba an option here in this game for the Orlando Magic going up against Toronto. The next game for us to look at, we've got the Charlotte Hornets and the Detroit Pistons. I feel like these guys just played each other the other day. That's because they did. The Pistons are 8-point favorites. The total is 213. Cody Zeller missed the last game between these two teams. He is listed as probable, so that's going to put a pin in a lot of Bismack Biyombo's value, while Malik Monk is also listed as probable. Reggie Jackson out for Detroit. At point guard, Devontae Graham's at 6,900.
Giggity.
Have to like that. He dropped to 50 last time out. That's probably aiming a bit high, but high 30s is real for Devontae. While Terry Rozier at 63 has been around that similar mark. Now, I don't like him as much as I like Graham here, but he's not a bad option. Derrick Rose at 53. Even in the games he's struggling, he's getting 25 points. That's not too bad. More of a tournament guy than anything else. And then you've got guys like Langston Galloway, who with Tone Snell, he is going to be rendered pretty useless. At shooting guard, Snell himself is at 34. Cool. Luke Kennard is at 63, numbers not really commensurate with that salary with the return of Blake Griffin. Nicky Batum, also not a big points getter. And the Shark, Bruce Brown, is at 4,900. Baby Shark, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Just think that's a little bit too high for Brownie. At small forward, Miles Bridges is down to 4,900. 29 points last game. I'm not sure his ceiling value is really that high, but I do think for cash, he can be at least considered an option there at that small forward position. Marv Williams, no thank you. And then for the big men, Zeller is down to 3,900. He'd been being outplayed by Biyombo at times, so that it is a little bit tough to use him. The fact that he's come down that much is really interesting. This is a bloke who has had, you know, 24, 25, 30-point games. Had a 29-point game not that long ago. I don't dislike him at 39. Griffin's at 75, Blake Griffin. I like that a lot. And Drummond's at 92. Also should be able to exceed 40 points pretty comfortably. Paul Washington Jr. at 4,300. Last game, weirdly, only played 21 minutes but had 21 points, got really hot. The fact that his salary is down that much absolutely puts him into play. While Biyombo at 3,800. I don't hate Biyombo as a GPP guy, even though he had 36 last game as a starter. His last five games, he's averaging 25 points in 21 minutes. And that's, he started one of those games. And you get 25 points in, at 3,800. It's actually worth a look. And if Zeller is indeed limited at all by that hip, then Biyombo is going to get a few extra minutes. Next up, the Philadelphia 76ers taking on the New York Knickerbockers. The Sixers are 7.5-point favorites. The total is 206.5. The cock monster, Kylo Quinn, is out. Al Horford is out. He is resting.
I'm not tired.
And Joshy Richardson is doubtful with his hamstring tightness. So two spots to fill in the starting lineup. They could go a couple of directions. They could put Mike Scott in instead of Al Horford. I think they'll put Tobias Harris at power forward. They'll put Furkan Korkmaz in place of Josh Richardson. And then it'll either be the painter Matisse Thybulle or Jim Ennis at small forward. I think that is likely the route they'll go. Play Harris at his preferred position. And that is at power forward. Now their backup center spot is going to be very interesting because no O'Quinn, no Horford. Now, who is playing those minutes? It's going to be a lot of Mike Scott, or are they going to dust off Jonah Bolden there? But it is the Knicks, so really anyone can probably get away with playing at that spot. At point guard, Rowan Barrett Jr. is at 5,400. I like that for Barrett. That's a really strong salary. His lowest score in his last five has been 25 points, so that's a really great option there. Harl Netto at 3,000. Yeah, he's sort of fallen out of favor the last couple of games. There is opportunity, of course, with Netto out, but I'm not massively into it. While Benny Simmons at 81. Simmons is, you're coming in as like a 75 guy most nights. So 81, I'm not sure the upside's there. That salary bump has hurt him a lot as well. Ntilikina at 4,400. I don't have the trust in him. Shake Milton and Dennis Smith neither. Furkan's at 3,300. He's been not good. Averaged 16 points the last three games in 24 minutes. Of course, he can drop a 30 pretty easily. He's a tournament guy to me. While the painter Matisse Thybulle dropped in 33. And at minimum salary, he absolutely has to be an option here. Even if they start him or not, he's going to play 15 to 20 minutes with two guys out of that rotation. And that is going to give him the ability to get some steals and get some blocks. And at $3,000, he has to be an option. Toby Harris is at 64. I think with Horf and Richo out, he should be able to get that number. A really solid cash floor type of a player here. Marcus Morris has been not great the last couple. Just 13 points last time out. He's at 6,200. I could see a little bit of a bounce back for Morris, but I'm not massively into him. Mike Scott, Kevin Knox, no thanks. For the big man, Mitchie Robinson's at 4,400.
And Mitch Robinson says, I'll take it from here.
He played big minutes, 31 minutes last game. Only had 21 points, but at 4,400, there's only tournament value there. Joel Embiid's at 9,000. He should really crush the Knicks here. So I like him at that really reduced salary price as well. Randall at 6,400. Not loving it, nor am I with Punch Bob or Taj Gibson. All right, the next game up for us to take a squiz at, we've got the Milwaukee Bucks and the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Matthew Dellavedova Bowl. The Bucks are 10.5-point favorites, the total 228 points. George Hill is still questionable at this point, while Chris Middleton, we don't know about his minutes restriction at this stage and whether he will come off the bench or not. At point guard, Darius Garland's at 3,900. That, it looks appealing. He's never going to hit it on a consistent basis, but as a GPP guy for a starting point guard who can go for 30, I like him in that role. The Padawan Colin Sexton, really strong cash play at 5,300, while Bledsoe's at 6,800. Really good from Bledsoe last time, 38 points. Hasn't quite been where we've needed him, so I think he's probably a fade-off. Same as DiVincenzo at 4,400, the big Ragu. Just harder to see how those minutes play out at this point. At shooting guard, you've got Chris Middleton at 6,400. He had 29 points in those limited minutes in the first game back. I think he's probably a tournament guy. Jordy Clarkson, no thanks. Kevin Porter, Wes Matthews, Pat Connaughton, they're all no's from me. Antetokounmpo is at $12,000 because he's putting up 60s on the reg. Really like him here as usual. While Chetty Osman has been playing a little bit better, but probably not quite up to his salary level. And then for the big man, Tristan Thompson is at $6,100. Getting sort of back on track lately. 30-point average over the last five. I like him. It is a positive matchup. While Kevin Love's at 71. Only have interest in Love as a tournament guy. Brook Lopez is at 57. If he blocks the shots, he probably gets there. But he hasn't really been able to put the blocks together with scoring nights or rebound nights or big three nights. So I'm not massively into Brook there. Nance has been playing well. He's up to 6,000, so that takes a bit of the appeal away from Nance. Yes, he's averaging 37 over the last three. Two of those were without Love, and last game he had 32 points in a game that Love only played 24 minutes. So there's an element of risk in him, and there's a lot of risk in Ilyasova and Robin Lopez. Next game is the Golden State Warriors and the Miami Heat. No spread available for this one because Jimmy Butler is listed as questionable. We imagine that the Warriors will go with that Draymond Green starting lineup once again. At point guard, Dragic, the Iron Shoulders at 5,400. He had a start for Butler last game, had 19 points in 34 minutes. He will usually be better than that, and this matchup is really superior. Going up against the Warriors is great news for guards, but of course, how they fit in, Dragic, none, Butler, Winslow, Hero, is the big question, and that puts a dampener on a lot of these guys. If Butler goes out, it does really solidify someone like Dragic as a strong play. Alec Burks at 56, maybe he's this.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
He was great last time out, 48 points. He's just as likely to drop a real turd on us, and against a good defense like Miami, I'm a little bit hesitant to use Burks here, only for tournaments. Well, the lubricant Kai Bowman at 6,000, too expensive for a guy coming off the bench, unfortunately for him. Draymond's at 6,200. Even in 24 minutes, he exceeded that number, so I think he's into a really good spot to be used. While Kendrick Nunn's at 5,600, has not been at that number really at all, averaging 23 over the last five. If Butler's out, it pushes him into value. Otherwise, no. At shooting guard, Tyler Hero's at 51. Again, if Butler's out, I really like him. He's putting up some pretty strong numbers, but if Butler is out, that's probably the only time I would really look at him. Well, Justice Winslow, also listed as a point guard, 5,700 for Winslow. With Butler back, I would fade that pretty clearly. The little dog, Glenn Robinson, much like Alec Burks, he is all over the place. He is just a GPP guy, while the swimmer, Jordan Poole, probably not going to do it for anybody. The triangle, Eric Paschal, 5,800, really putting up strong numbers. His lowest score over his last five is 28. At that low of a salary, you have to consider him pretty close to a lock. And then for the big men, Bam Bam Adebayo is at 8,000.
Bam Bam! Bam Bam!
He's, against the Warriors, it's always good. He's giving you 40 a night most nights. Happy to use him. While Cauley Stein is trash, he's at 4,900. That's going to be a no from me. Kelly Olynyk, I like what he's doing. I don't like, I don't like the inconsistency. And actually, that's not true. He's been pretty good. I don't like the salary. That's what I don't like. 5,800 for Kelly Olynyk. While Marquese Chris is up to 5,400 because he is consistently putting up numbers. I don't mind throwing him into a tournament, but I also feel his salary or his ceiling is probably a little bit limited this season. Next game up, the Atlanta Hawks and the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers are a whopping 10.5-point favorites. The total is 225.5. Cam Reddish is questionable. Kevin Huerter is out. John Collins is out. For the Pacers, Jakar Sampson is doubtful, while Victor Oladipo remains sidelined. At point guard, Malcolm Brogdon's at 7,900. I love the matchup for Brogo. That is a huge salary bump from where he was. I do think that at 7,900, he is in play in this matchup, while Trey Young's at 9,500, and he seems to always be in play at that sort of a salary. If Reddish is out, we love DeAndre Bembry at 3,800. Otherwise, he would not be someone I'd use. And then you've got Timothy John McConnell and Aaron Holiday. McConnell's putting up some okay numbers. I just don't think there's really much value in him. At shooting guard, Jeremy Lamb, love what he's doing, 6,300. He's giving us 30-plus a night. That's absolutely fine to use him. And then you've got the blue swimmer, Alan Crabb, all the way down at 3,800 for a reason. Do not consider him. Jabari's at 6,200. Love what Jabari Parker's been doing of late. 38 points over the last five. Love him here. DeAndre Hunter at 48. Less enthused with him. Maybe as a tournament guy, but realistically, he's not a favorite of mine. While Tony Warren, is scoring and he's doing absolutely nothing else, and that's not translating to great DFS nights. Like, I think you can find better options out there than him. Domantas Sabonis at 79, really like that. He should be able to crush this Hawks team. 45, 50 point type night, I think, is a possibility for Sabonis. Damo Jones at 37. He's a low-end cash guy that can get you 20 and not much more. I mean, that's okay. Fernando, no thank you. Miles Turner, that's also a no thank you. He's at 6,300. Usage is getting eaten up by Sabonis. He's not getting rebounds. It's all coming on blocks, and it's not enough to satisfy a $6,300 price tag. Next game up for us to look at here. We are going for the New Orleans Pelicans and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Both Lonzo Ball and Derek Favors have been ruled out. Favors, it's not his back, it's a personal issue. His mum passed away, so that he should look to be back soon, while Lonzo is dealing with a sore tummy. The Thunder are 4-point favorites. The total is 228.5. Andre Robertson, I don't even know if this bloke's alive at this point. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 6,800. That's too expensive for Shai. He has not been performing at that level. While Chris Paul at 7,200, he's been close to that level most nights. So I do like Paul in a really positive matchup. If you want to go revenge game, by all means. 5,800, Dennis Schroeder, I just could not be less excited about him, but I am super excited about Drew Holiday. 7,800. He dropped 61 against Anthony Davis and the Lakers. He's averaging 48 over the last five. No reason to steer clear of him. At shooting guard, Terry Ferguson, you can steer clear of him at any time. He is 3,200, and that's for a starting small forward who plays 30 minutes. He still can't get to that number. Josh the Hitman Hart's at 47. I just don't trust his role. While JJ Redick at 5,100. I like Redick because Lonzo's out. And there is some value in using JJ there. Eats one more, no thank you. Small forward, the Italian cock, Danilo Gallinari.
Hands off my cock!
He's at 6,900.
Giggity!
And again, just never really getting to that number. More of a tournament guy than anything. While Kenny Williams is at 4,100, I don't like that. Brandon Ingram at 83, I do. This bloke's lowest score in his last five games is 42. That is astonishing. Even last game where he could not hit a shot at all, he got to the line 13 times and hit all 13 of them. So he has been really, really impressive. And then onto the big men, you've got Jackson Hayes at 42. Foul trouble's the issue, but that salary is enticing enough to use him in a positive matchup. While Steve Adams at 59, too expensive. Nerlens Noel at 47, probably too expensive. And Jahlil Okafor, too terrible. Let's go on to the next game. It is the Utah Jazz and the Memphis Grizzlies. Mike Conley goes back to Memphis for the second time. Ed Davis with that leg fracture, he has been upgraded to questionable. So he's going to come into the rotation, probably take the George Niang and Tony Bradley minutes if he does actually play. For Memphis, Kyle Anderson is questionable. He missed last game. That gave more value to guys like Grayson Allen and Jay Crowder, got a minutes boost in that scenario. The Don, Donovan Mitchell.
He's Don. He's good.
He's at 7,800. I really like that tag for, or that salary for Mitchell. It's a positive matchup. Love him. And Morant at 74. He is crushing. Now, the defensive matchup for Morant here and Utah's defense in general is tough. Rudy Gobert in the paint is hard. He did have 44 the first time, so it's not one to completely steer clear of. I do like him, but I'm not massively keen. While Mike Conley at 65, he had 27 the last time against his former team. It'd only be for tournaments. We can't trust him at this point. At shooting guard, Dylan Brooksy-Brooks, always for tournaments. He's in a bit of a slump, so he could easily drop a 50 or he could drop a 4. That's the Brooks way. And Jingle and Joe's at 4,900. I don't really see the value there in him. Bojan Bogdanovic, 6,400, absolutely crushing it at the moment. That salary is maybe marginally too high, but it's not one to totally disregard. I think he's a cash play. Kyle Anderson is not, while Jay Crowder is up to 4,900. And Crowder's recent form would lean you to say that he is absolutely worth looking at. I'm just not sure that there is much upside in Crowder to really get too locked in on him. Jeff Green, Solomon Hill, no thanks. At the big men spots, Jonas Valanciunas, absolute monster last time. 60 points in 34 minutes. The 34 minutes is the intriguing thing. He's now averaging 32 over the last five in 27 minutes. The Gobert matchup is probably what would scare me off here. Well, Rudy at 82, he's like a 40-point guy most nights, one game back after his ankle problem. While Jaren Jackson Jr., Triple J, despite the concerns, despite the struggles, he's still averaging 28.5 over the last five games. I don't see how you can really get excited to use him in DFS. And Brandon Clark at 52, I think the ceiling is probably just a little bit too limited for him. Next game is the Clippers. It's the Spurs. The Clippers are 6-point favorites. The Spurs are losing every game possible. The total is 226.5 points. Kawhi Leonard is likely to play in this one after missing the last one. He's not on the injury report due to that back-to-back slash knee issue. Derek White, Maximum Derek.
Maximum Derek.
He is likely to be the starter again and split those minutes with DeJounte. So at 4,200, not really a play, nor is DeJounte at 51. Just hard to rely upon them. Lou Williams at 7,000, putting up some absolute monster numbers. 50 last time out without Kawhi. He's more of a 35-36 guy, but this matchup is so conducive to Lou Williams that at 7,000, I do think that he is actually an option here. Beverly at 48 tends to be more useful when Kawhi is out, so I'm probably not keen there. Forbes and Mills, obviously not. At shooting guard, DeRozan's at 7,800. And for this bloke who can't seem to miss shots, he's not doing massive DFS stuff. In fact, what he's giving us is 38 a night, which is good, no doubt about that. But his highest score is 45 in his last five. At 7,300, that's still valuable. Will Paul George and Kawhi Leonard make his life miserable? Most likely. So I think that's probably going to be a fade. While the fun guy's at 9,300, Kawhi Leonard, good enough cash option there. And the Beatle Paul George at 8,800. George is not quite in that same DFS level as Kawhi this season, so probably not one that I'm super looking at. Rudy Gage and Michael Green as small forwards. Mo Harkless, not interested. Scooter Magruder's out with a hammy in this one too. For the big man, Poeltl's at 4,500. He's been sort of around that mark, but I have no interest in using him. While LaMarcus Aldridge at 71, I think that's a good price for Aldridge, and that puts him in play to use. Lyles, no. The table, Montrezl Harrell at 6,400, averaging 41 over the last three. It's been a little bit up and down with his performances. He's probably more of a tournament guy, while Zubats is a nothing guy to look at here. Next game we're looking at is the Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns. The Mavericks are 1.5-point favorites on the road. The total is 233. The good news for the Suns is that Rick Rubio played last game. He's listed as probable here, while Aaron Baines is listed as probable, so that we hopefully don't get to see any more Frank Kaminsky. For the Mavericks, Porzingis is questionable.
Porzingis.
He has knee soreness, so if he is out, you're going to get more Maxi Kleber, more Dwight Powell, more Boban Marjanovic, almost definitely. At point guard, DeLon's at 36, no thanks. Rubio's at 6,400. I'm not ready to go in with him, while Booker at 79 is lovely. That looks really tasty to use Devin Booker at 7,900. And the Donch at 11,800. Luka Doncic averaging 66 over his last five. He'll be looking for a bounce back. He had a bad game against the Clippers and still had 44 points. So yeah, I do like Luka Doncic here. Seth Curry, Ali Okobo. Now, Okobo's been playing out of his mind. 4,200. He dropped 29 points last game. Only be a tournament guy, but probably even then, probably still not all that interesting. Tyler Johnson, Jalen Brunson, not for public consumption. Timmy Hardaway's at 46. He shit the bed last game, but it was good prior to that. It's all going to come down to if the shot goes in for Hardaway, making him a GPP guy. Really, that is about it. McCall Bridges, just absolutely no. At small forward, Cam Johnson at 35. Love what Johnson's doing in terms of the minutes, in terms of the shooting. Dropped 29 last game. I think he's in play at 3,500. More as a tournament guy. Finney Smith at 41 would get a boost if Porzingis is out. Probably helps his rebounding as he pushes up a position maybe. While Oubre at 66 was terrible last game. I think that salary for Oubre is probably a little bit too high. While Šarić at 59 has been dominating. I hate the salary. And the fact that Baines is out is probably going to hurt him. Or Baines is back, sorry, is going to hurt him. For the big man, Powell's at 4,100. I wouldn't mind using Dwight if we hear that Porzingis is out. As for Porzingis himself at 7,600, I think that's a really good price. Baines is at 6,000. That's really tough to use in a first game back, while Kleber at 4,300 would be pretty strong if we hear Kristaps is gone. Cheick Diallo's at 4,900. Absolutely dominating, but with Baines back, it does really limit him. I find it hard at 4,900 to get too excited about Cheick Diallo, unfortunately, for the big Czech man. Next up, the Chicago Bullshits against the Portland Trailblazers. The Blazers are 7.5-point favorites. The total is 225. Jim Boylan somehow is still a head coach in the NBA. So what are we going to see here? Well, Chandler Hutchison, we've got as questionable. He left last game with a shoulder issue. If he is out, Shaq Harrison will start at small forward, and you'll get Denzel the Hammer Valentine, maybe, hopefully, and Ryan Arcejacono playing those minutes. At point guard, Tomas Satoransky, we're getting big production, that's the word, from Satoransky. He dropped 42 last game. I love the salary. It's a $100 price drop for some reason. I am in on Satoransky here. Lillard's at 87. God, he's playing the Bulls, so this should be interesting. While Kobe White's at 5,000, he is just, he's in no way do you want to rely upon him in cash, maybe for tournaments, but yeah. Zach LaVine at 7,000. I actually like LaVine quite a bit at that price. That's a super impressive price for LaVine. Really happy to use him there. While McCollum at 7,500. Give me LaVine every day at $500 cheaper. Done. Simons, Arcejacono, no. Shooting guard, Bazemore is at 3,200. That's nice. It's a low price for Kent. Maybe if you're just looking for a cheap ass to fill out your lineup, maybe. But nah. Rocket Rodney Hood's at 5,000. His inconsistency worries me pretty considerably. For the small forwards, Thad Young's at 36. His minutes have gone down of late. He's not really doing a huge amount with them, so he's not for me. While Mallow's up to 6,200. Now, while Mallow is shooting well, 6,200 is too high. He doesn't contribute in enough areas. He hit 82% of his shots last game and still had 26 DraftKings points, which at 6,200 is a fail. For the big man, Wendell Carter, 6,800. I think that's probably marginally too high, but this matchup going up against Hassan Whiteside. The world! Centers have been putting up some good numbers, so I'd consider Carter a GPP guy. Centers have been putting up good numbers against the Bulls as well, so Whiteside himself is worth a 40-point look here. I do think he is an option. Well, Lauri Markkanen has been absolutely dreadful. He's at 5,600 only for tournaments. Would you want to consider using Markkanen with the way that he has been playing and the way that he is being coached? Next game, the last game of the night, the Washington Wizards versus the LA Lakers. Mo Wagner and Isaac Bongo revenge game. The Lakers are 11-point favorites. The total is 234. Isaiah Thomas revenge game as well. Avery Bradley is questionable with his leg issue, leg fracture. He's not going to have really too much of a DFS impact. At point guard, Isaiah Thomas is at 4,200. Hasn't been playing well, but still had 25 last game. So at that cheap of a price, he is an option. LeBron James at 11,200.
LeBron James.
Have to like him as a safe 50, 52, 53 floor type of a guy. Ish Smith is playing excellently as well. I have very little trust in him. Avery Bradley, Rondo, Caruso, McRae, Bonga. The only one of those guys I'd consider is Jordy McRae, but at 4,500, that price probably prices him out of it. Brad Beal's at 9,400. Really like what Beal's been doing. Big numbers, big minutes. The blowout risk is a real concern here, and that's probably why I'd only look at him as a tournament guy. Dan Green, Troy Brown, they're not going to work as options for me. While the future MVP, Kyle Kuzma, he is at 4,500. He was great last game and had 25 points. So it's not really a good DFS play, I don't believe. While Davis Bertans is at 5,100. He consistently exceeds that number. For your big men, Dwight's at 39. No, thank you. Tom Bryant, the Tank, 6,200. Revenge game for him as well. He's been giving us 30-plus a night. I think he's a solid enough cash guy. The matchup is a little bit worrisome, though, while McGee is not doing it. While flaming Mo Wagner at 47. His numbers have been great. You keep worrying, like, how much can he sustain this level of shooting on this level of usage and this level of production in these few minutes? And that is why I find it hard to use him as an option. Let's just go through some FanDuel plays now. The Waterboy Chris Boucher comes in looking pretty good at 37. I like Korkmaz, Garland, Bamba, Griffin, Kemba Walker. If you are playing that early slate, which again, I really suggest you don't. Anthony Davis, Jackson Hayes, Hassan Whiteside comes in pretty good over there. The painter Matisse Thybulle at minimum salary. Bam Adebayo, Aldridge, Cam Johnson, Satoransky, some other good FanDuel options. I hope you guys enjoyed your Thanksgiving. Don't forget, you can be thankful for this podcast by going subscribing. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and on YouTube. And if you can give a 5-star rating, that would be most excellent. Leave a comment on YouTube. Follow me on Twitter at @RedRock_Beeble and on Instagram at @LockedOnFantasyBasketball. Guys, we are done here. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.
Prince.